You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and your fruit would remain. And whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. And then when I was pastor, in that morning, I would go through my church list and pray for every single person. And you know, God has expanded his promise to you, and then through you, to many others. So while our names, and I speak for all of us, are mentioned from time to time, it's God's word, and he gets the glory.
The Lord promises for each of us what he just said, because it's God's word. Paul and I, as we were running the other day, kind of looking over this valley, and we just couldn't believe that God would take messed up people like us and do something. But that's what he does. And he's faithful. And so when we are all before the throne, we're going to do a crown casting ceremony. Because not a one of us deserves anything. It's all him. We selected a song this evening. That's an opportunity for all of us to just collectively praise God. You may not know the song real well. It may be unfamiliar, but I think we can follow along and just worship God with it. So let's just stand together and testify back to the Lord. Just give him honor and praise and thanksgiving before we close tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We just cannot thank you enough. We just praise you for this opportunity to just sing glory to your name. And we know throughout eternity we'll just take great joy, throwing our crowns at your feet, singing your amazing grace, and just worshiping you. We're so glad there's not going to be any night there, because we can just keep on praising you for all eternity. Thank you, Lord. And now to him who is able to keep us from falling, and to present us before his glorious presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, power, dominion, and authority now and forevermore. And everyone said,
Amen. Amen.